of the AAA, you probably think of an auto club. But in the world of agriculture, it is the acronym for a group whose goal is to share the truth about animal production. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. Sarah Hubbard works for the Animal Agriculture Alliance, a group established in 1987 to communicate to the general public the important role livestock production plays in feeding the nation and world. It's a mission that has increased importance today.
I think that groups such as HSUS, Humane Society of the United States, and others are really focused on animal agriculture, and they're very methodical in first targeting the larger scale farms, but they've also been pretty forthright about their real intentions, which would be to eventually eliminate all animal agriculture.
It's more than simply saying you care for animals. You must back it up with your actions.
First, you have to make sure that you are doing the right thing at all times. And the right thing means implementing the industry-wide animal care standards for each species.
For those farmers who hire many employees, there are additional steps one should consider.
Ensuring that all new hires sign an animal care agreement where they will report any mistreatment of animals as it's happening. We're seeing that a lot of these animal rights activists wait months, sometimes even longer, before they reveal the video at the most politically opportune time. And that's just unfortunate for the animals, for the farmer, for everyone involved.
Sarah says farmers are busy as is, but it is important to share their story locally, statewide, and for some, even via their computers.
There's social media. There's a ton of farmers that are on there, and they're doing a great job of sharing their story, and there's a huge audience of people that are just waiting to be told.
Today's farmer must be an excellent livestock producer, but their role has expanded to simply sharing the story of what they and generations before them have done so well. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.